around the city and then tell them, while you're literally constructing the prison around the people, you're going to tell the people, we're not really constructing this prison. We're not really trying to stop you. We're not really doing the same type of 15-minute cities that they're doing in Oxford or in Paris, just like you never did the same COVID restrictions they did in Oxford or Paris, right? This stuff is done on a global scale. So whatever they're going to do in England, whatever they're going to do in Paris, which they're already doing now, canceling flights that are too much or stopping you from going from district to district and fining you if you do, that's all coming here. And it's coming under the exact same plan that you're promoting and you're trying to tell people is a good thing. And if you say that a 15-minute city is really going to allow car driving, why would they have different districts? Yeah. Why? What's the point of a district?
What's the point? I'll answer that question. Do you actually want an answer to that question?
Sure.
Okay, we have neighborhoods right now. The city right now is divided into about 400 neighborhoods. Has anyone, that's been that true for, I don't know, as long as Edmonton has existed, has anyone tried to confine you to your neighborhood?
No. But they never called it a district in section
that,
one.
That is true.
So
they did during lockdowns,
neighborhoods exist, and all during COVID, I came and went out. Okay, hold on, I'm answering your question. I'm going to answer your question.
You said we were never confined. Short stop. You said we were never confined to our neighborhoods, but they certainly tried under COVID. And let's just pretend for a second we go along with the 15-minute city plan, and now we have these wonderful districts. How much easier would it be for them to literally lock us down into a little tiny 1.5 square kilometers? Once you have those districts in place, once you have those barricades in place that aren't really there, how easy is it to put a few government personnel into position, and now all of a sudden we're locked in those districts? You literally think people are that stupid that they don't see it. And I want to also say one more thing. This whole carbon, personal carbon allowance, when they say they want me to use 1.5 to 2 tons of carbon per year, that means for someone like me flies from here to Paris and back, that might be 13 hours of my day, 6.5 hours each way. Guess what that is? That's 500 kilograms or half a ton of carbon. That's 25% of what I'm supposed to use in a year to live. And I did it in a 13-hour flight. And you want me to live into a city that's going to track, trace every single thing I can do. If I go to the store and buy meat, I'm going to get taxed because beef is higher carbon rating. If I want to take a bus to the grocery store rather than walk, I'm going to pay a tax because now I'm using public transit. This is what the 15-minute city means. So if you're going to tell me that they're not trying to lock us down, they're not trying to confine us, would you at least agree that if we go along with the 15-minute city, allow them to create all these districts, if they were to try to lock us down, it would make it infinitely easier for them, would it not?
I don't see how it would make any easier to draw lines on a map saying here are groupings of neighborhoods in the city of Edmonton, which is what they are. I mean, there's no barricades, there's no barriers, there's no physical infrastructure.
So how are you going to separate the districts?
He said he had a question, and then I think I've never answered your question yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Is there going to be a stipulation in this policy that says, look, we will never have barricades here?
No, we didn't consider that because...
We didn't consider that because that's the exact plan that we have considered.
In fact, there's infinite things that the plans will not do. We're not going to neuter your chinchilla, for example. We're not going to come and give you a haircut.
That's going to come in our mind.
No, hold on.
Do you see how ridiculous they are?
When you ask them a question of... Excuse me. That could happen.
No, that's not something that we can imagine. That's something that they're doing already. It's happening right now. We're not imagining it. So stop lying. It's happening right now in Oxford, England. So they're doing it there. Why wouldn't they?
Very concerned.
Excuse me.
I'm trying to answer his question.
But you're not. You're lying.
You have to wait your turn. Sorry. I know what's in the plans because I'm writing the plans. I work with the team that's creating the plans. So there isn't material in, I work for the city of Edmonton, and I know what material is in the plans.
Right.
The plans don't contain statements about what they are not or what they don't contain.
About de-incentivizing cars, for example, right? It doesn't say anything about that.
The plans talk about land use and mobility through the city of Edmonton.
Mobility by what mode?
About all modes.
So you're prioritizing bike lanes and LRT over... Car lanes already.
Are you not
in the plans?
In the plan, did they not reduce parking?
In the plan, you will find information on all of the modes. You'll find the road network. You'll find information on new transit lines. You'll find information on bike lanes. You'll find information on
car lines. What about new roads?
Excuse me. Watch this.
There are new
this will answer your. This will clear up everything. In the new plans, Does it make provisions for less cars or more cars?
Yeah, so
does it take away parking? Does it add more bike lanes?
Exactly.
Answer that. Does it make space for more cars or less cars?
It's not your turn. You had.
Look at that. Ask him the same question.
No, ask whatever question you wanted to ask me. That is your question?
Yeah, the city. Progress is the worst thing in this province, and this province is the worst thing in this province.
We're good. Simultaneously. So your question was, will the city ever reduce
road travel?
What's the priority?
Under the plans, because you say you know what's in the plans, under the plans, are they not making certain provisions, like making certain areas for electric vehicles only, like making certain areas for bikes?
It's all a fucking scam.
Where you can't drive a car at all, and then also working to take away parking space for cars. So my question is, under the all those things that I know are in the plan and you know are in the plan, does that make each district able to handle less vehicle traffic or more vehicle traffic?
There are specific places where cars are not allowed. They're called sidewalks, and we're on one right now. There are specific places called bike lanes where cars are not allowed. That's where the bikes travel. There are certain places where you can't walk as well. For example, the White Mud or Yellowhead Trail.
What I asked you was, with the addition of the things that we know are in the plan, and the things that I'm talking about are the removal of entire parking lots, the removal of street side parking, the addition of electric vehicle only lanes, the addition of areas where you're not allowed to drive a car at all, the addition of pedestrian only, the addition of bike lane only, does that mean that each district will now have more parking space and more streets available for automobiles, or less parking space, less streets for automobiles, and ultimately less space for automobiles?
I see.
There will be less.
It's a very simple question. Say yes or no answer.
Say more or less room
yes
for cars.
More or less room for cars. There will be more space for other modes of transportation, which could mean fewer parking spots. It could mean fewer travel lanes.
I asked you if it would mean. I asked you specifically. He's lying again. I just told you the answer.
There will be in some places.
Are they not removing parking spaces? Are they not removing places where cars can drive? Are they not making other places where cars, only electric cars, can drive? So ultimately, you're saying that there's going to be less space and less infrastructure to support cars.
So, in the places
less
where
space
bike,
and less
where bike lanes
no
are built,
overall
car
no no no
I
overall and overall will the average person have less places to drive their car, less places to park their car, and more incentives not to have a car?
Will there be less places for me to park a car in Edmonton under the 15-minute city? Let's try a very simple question.
Okay, so
let's simplify them. Yes or no?
So fewer.
Will there be less parking for my car in my new district under a 15-minute city?
Yes or no?
You already said no.
Yes, there will be less places where roadway changes are done to accommodate
more
things.
So in other words, the 15-minute city is literally intentioned to try to drive us away from private car ownership and onto other means of travel like electric scooters and walking, so we don't have the same mobility that we once had. I don't know about you, but when I was 16 years old, the most important thing in my life was getting my license, because a car meant freedom, not just to me, to everybody else around. And now you guys want us to go along with a plan where we know the intention is to make that dream that the average 16-year-old had not a reality anymore. You want us to live in a world where the average 16-year-old gets used to living in the same square blocks for 90% of their life. You want to make us live in a world where the average 16-year-old needs to watch what they eat at the grocery store because they might go over their own personal carbon allowance. So I want you to answer again. Did they not use the climate change accord in the construction of the 15-minute city? And if you lie about this, I'll post the proof all over the internet with your face, because I have all the documentation to prove it.
You haven't answered my question. Who is they? If we're talking about the municipal government, as in city council,
obviously the municipal government's not making these decisions because you're following what was already done in other countries around the world. So for you to try to pretend like this is happening on a national level or a federal level, you're full of crap, because you're literally mimicking what was done in Oxford, England, and now done in Paris, and now you're doing it in Canada. Well, you're trying to pretend like it's something that's been brought
to Canadians' attentions by Canadians for Canadians, when in reality, it's brought to us by international unelected bodies, and it filters down through people like you to try to sell it to members of the public like us. So once again, I'm going to ask you that very important question. Was the 15-minute city not modeled directly after the climate change agenda outlined in the Paris Climate Accords that Canada and many other countries are signatories to?
No.
Liar, and I'm going to post that. I want everybody to take this guy's face.
Change adaptation plans that are posted on the city's website. You can take a look at them there.
Yes, and if I go and look at those plans, are they not going to say that part of the new climate change agenda is trying to reduce and eventually eliminate private car ownership?
I don't believe so, but I didn't write those plans. Sorry, we're outside of my area of expertise. We've been talking for a long time, but there's lots of other people here. How about you keep doing your interview by yourself, and I'll answer questions from other folks who want to come chat with me. Okay?
Yeah, let's do it like that. In other words, I can't answer your questions, and now that I already got proved to be a liar, I'm going to be posting you online because I'm going to actually show that Alberta is a signatory to the Paris Climate Accord, and I'm going to show you that Paris Climate Accord agreement by 2025 is showing that they're trying to transition us into what they call a post-car future. And this is not a Canadian thing. This is not an Edmonton thing, as they're trying to pretend. This is a global thing, just like the pandemic was a global thing. And we're going to stop it, just like we stopped the pandemic. Thank you, everybody.